Seattle Mayor Ed Murray's Emergency Task Force on Unsheltered Homelessness has issued their recommendations. Topping the list, more tent cities on public and private property. Mayor Murray is expected to issue a response later today. Sharon Lee is a member of the task force. She's executive director of the Low Income Housing Institute, which builds housing and has also hosted homeless camps. She says homelessness is increasing in King County and more public buildings should open their doors.
The homeless count has actually gone up from last year to this year, and the one-night count of homeless people is going to take place again in January. It's going to be really, really, I guess, scary because there's probably going to be an uptick again in the number of homeless people living unsheltered on the streets of Seattle. Obviously, using community facilities as shelter is controversial, but when you think about it, like if there's an earthquake or, let's say, a mudslide, right, people would say, oh, go to the community center, open it up, we have a crisis. Well, you know, we frankly have a crisis today in terms of homeless people. Ross, it is heartbreaking to see, like, a mother and a father and a one-year-old show up in the middle of the night, and they're homeless and they have no place to go. So I think we have to open up community centers, if not community centers, then other public buildings, and, you know, see if the churches can do more and see if people who own property can do more. And also, you know, support tent cities that are well run.
So I can remember when tent cities started in Seattle in the late 1990s, they were opposed by the city of Seattle. Has something changed?
What has happened is that there is an ordinance today that allows a church or a faith-based institution to host and provide shelter. It's like, you know, in the old days of providing sanctuary to refugees. But right now, nobody else can. So the task force is recommending that if there's a willing property owner, whether it be a nonprofit organization or, let's say, someone who has a piece of land, why shouldn't they also be allowed to host a tent city as long as it's well-organized, well-run, and safe?
Sharon Lee is a member of Mayor Ed Murray's Emergency Task Force on Unsheltered Homelessness. You know, I could seem to remember speaking to advocates who disparaged homeless camps as inadequate. They said, we could do more for homeless people than an empty lot, tents, and porta-potties. But is there now an acceptance that homeless camps really are the best we can do for some people?
I think ideally being indoors would be terrific. But if winter comes and there are no other options and the shelters are full, I mean, it's almost absurd to be calling shelters, emergency shelters, because they're full, so you can't even get in on an emergency basis. I think being in a tent city would be much safer for a family with kids or somebody else than to be out there by yourself.
You know, one of the reasons that the city council shut down Nicholsville and West Seattle a while ago was concerns about health and safety in homeless camps. Does this proposal ensure some basic standards?
Oh, absolutely. We are really making progress on this. The city council, actually in their budget that just got approved, has identified some funding for basic needs such as utilities, porta-potties or honey buckets, sinks, grills for cooking, things like that. So some basic needs would be taken care of.
When Mayor Murray created this task force on unsheltered homelessness back in October, he said he wanted short-term solutions. Tent cities in Seattle seem to be semi-permanent. With the new encampments that you envision creating, up to seven serving 100 people each, would they achieve that semi-permanent status that we have for the existing camps?
Well, right now the camps are there for a year. I guess that if there was a better site, they could be there potentially maybe longer. I think having a shorter period of time is actually very disruptive.
One of your other recommendations caught our eye. It was opening shelters for young adults. Is it necessary to create shelters particularly for that population?
Yes, the young adult population is very, very vulnerable. You want to catch teenagers and young adults the day they become so-called homeless. You don't want them staying, you know, 3-4 years on the streets because they are so vulnerable and it's so easy to get into drugs, alcohol, prostitution, anything to survive. There's about 800 homeless, can you believe this? This is like outrageous, 800 homeless young adults in Seattle, King County, and each night there's maybe 120 that are out on the streets that we could house immediately. So that's the suggestion. we're not talking about like, you know, gazillion of them, but 120 would make a big impact.
That's Sharon Lee, a member of Mayor Ed Murray's Emergency Task Force on Unsheltered Homelessness. She's also executive director of the Low Income Housing Institute. They're recommending more tent cities. We'll find out what the mayor has to say about these recommendations later today.